You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad down a petticoat and vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign.
And welcome everybody to what promises to be another very fun, lively, and spirited installment of the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards, still basking in the afterglow of what has been, without question, one of the most memorable months of my life, and last week's show was certainly the most memorable of my radio career. We continue to reflect this evening on a full decade of service, and the party not over yet. We're not going to match up to last week's show. We're not even going to try, but we are going to have a good time tonight as things begin to settle back down to normal. We're going to spend one more episode this evening looking back on 10 years of work and talking to folks who were in attendance at last weekend's anniversary celebration. And in addition to all this fun, as you know, this is the show each year during which we feature some festive Halloween music throughout the show. So don't miss tonight's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, it's going to be like Cinderella's carriage. After this show, everything goes back to normal, and we will be lamenting the precarious position we find ourselves in the post-Christian America. We're going to be getting back to the topics that you're used to. But listen, after 10 years of toiling in the vineyards, we're going to take one more week and continue to ride that wave. Joyous, magnificent, triumphant. Those are just three of the adjectives that are quite rightly being used to describe last week's event in Memphis, when so many political cesspool fans from around the country and around North America came to Memphis. And, well, if you listened to last week's show, you know what happened, and you know how much fun was had. I'm not ready for it to end yet. Are you, Keith Alexander?
No, I may be biased, but I think that was probably about the best convention of its sort that I've ever attended, bar none. And that, I mean that seriously. And James is the mastermind behind it. Don't anyone be under any mistake that anyone else was really in charge of that. That was all James.
Well, Keith, I appreciate you saying that. And, of course, I will use that as my cue to state the obvious. Without the help of you and Eddie, and certainly Sam Bushman, who really was there with me back in February when we started planning this thing. And Sam actually negotiated the contract with the hotel, I must say. So, you know, it's a sum of all of our parts and the people who make our work possible. That should go without saying. But I will say this, you know, obviously, like you, Keith, I'm a little bit biased because that event was my baby. Lee Cochran called us the A-team, the hosting staff, Sam and Kurt, and just the core there that we're doing all the running around in advance, months of preparation. But it was our baby, so yes, I'm biased, but I've been to a lot of great conferences, and so has Wilburn Sprayberry, who was in attendance last week here in Memphis. And I've known Wilburn for quite a long time. We've attended a lot of the American Renaissance and NPI conferences, which are all incredible in their own ways. It's still one of the most memorable conferences of my life would have been the NPI conference in Washington, D.C., where we were at the National Press Club. But that was just a well-orchestrated event. But this one was a little bit different because it was so heavy on family. It was so heavy on emotions. This is what Wilburn Sprayberry had to say, though. As I told him personally, James Edwards scored a triumph in Memphis this past weekend. The Political Cesspool's 10th anniversary celebration was educational, entertaining, and emotional beyond any conference in our movement I have ever attended. If one word could describe the experience from start to finish, it would be joyous. And this coming from a man who has been to a lot of events over the years. We're actually, Keith, going to tonight ask people who were there to call in 1-866-986-6397. 1-866-986-NEWS is our number here. If you were there, let us hear from you. If you weren't there, let us hear from you. Tonight's going to be an open mic show. We're going to be doing the Halloween music. We're going to be having a little bit of fun. We actually have three reviews of the event at thepoliticalcesspool.org this evening, one pinned by William Sprayberry himself, one by Occidental Descent. I put a little blurb up there, I believe, on Monday or Tuesday. And we have another one that has not yet been published by Harry Seabrook, the former editor of the Christian website, Spirit, Water, Blood. And we'll read that later on in the program this evening. But it's one for the ages as well. So, Keith, you know, I know last week we were kind of passing the mic around. It was a party. It was a celebration. I think you and Eddie were on for a segment each, respectively, as we tried to share the wealth with all of those there in attendance. What more can you say that you didn't get the opportunity to say last week?
Well, I think that the I hate to say this because it sounds like I'm a liberal, but the diversity of the people that attended was just absolutely incredible. We had people from all corners of the Western Hemisphere there. And it was, you know, it was an incredible coming together of spirits. It was such a spiritual event. It was just like, it was like the best type of family reunion you could imagine. It's better than any family reunion I've been to. And it was truly a gathering of kindred spirits. And, you know, oftentimes we get the idea that we're isolated, that we're out of the mainstream. What I liked was somebody's comment that these people are not only, you know, great thinkers, they are good people, good salt of the earth people that no one, you know, rather than being fringe types or kooks, every one of these people was a pillar of the community type. And that is, you know, it was wonderful, I'm sure, for some people who went to one of these events for the first time to see just how distinguished a group our audience is.
Well, and for the people who hadn't had the opportunity to share in the correspondence and the letters and the emails that come in each week, to those of us here in the hosting staff, to feel that camaraderie and to feel that spirit there in the flesh was very emotional. And I echo everything you said there, Keith, and more. You actually were quoting a gentleman from Illinois who left that comment on the blog. I'll read exactly what he said. What a great weekend. It was an absolute honor to be there, learned a lot, laughed a lot, and had an incredible time throughout. The most important fact reinforced this weekend is that the great people in our movement are also, without exception, good people, meaning good people, decent people, morally sound people, righteous people. And Keith, all of that was very palpable. I have never in my life felt such bonds of brotherhood and sisterhood as I did last weekend. And I wish I could bottle it. I wish I could sell it. I wish I could keep it for myself and wash in it every day. But I'll tell you this, we are 7 full days removed from the conclusion, well, not the conclusion of that event, but as we began to round the home stretch last weekend with the live broadcast from the convention floor. And that feeling has still not dissipated one bit. We are still riding that crest, and we'll ride it for the rest of the night. And we'll talk about a little news, too. Stay tuned, everybody.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bells started ringing and chains rattled out. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something to give me the creep, had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the flea. He did the stroll right up. Made a noise with his feet that sound like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes.
All right, everybody. How about a little jumping Gene Simmons with Haunted House as we get ready for that European holiday of Halloween? Yeah, we celebrate Halloween around here. Sure we do. Listen, folks, we're still celebrating. What a great convergence of everything. What a great time of year. You know, you're getting ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Halloween's such a fun time, a fun festive holiday. I was actually, before I got to the radio station tonight, carving pumpkins, doing a little jack-o'-lantern carving with my wife and my daughter. I was mentioning October of 2014 will be one of the most memorable months of my life, not only did we have the great event last weekend in Memphis, which was easily the best and most memorable event of my political career. But on Monday, less than 48 hours, that will become a father times two. My wife will be going in for a C-section at 7:30 on Monday morning. And by 8 o'clock Central Time, there will be a new Edwards birthed into this old world. So all prayers for the safe delivery of my son and the health of my wife and surgery. Are much needed and appreciated. So, Keith, before we get to this caller, the anniversary celebration 1 week, having a son the next, I mean, tell me how my life could be getting any better.
I think you're right. Most momentous month of your adult life, for sure.
Well, that's absolutely right. We have a caller here on the line who was the gentleman responsible for gifting to us, Keith, that incredibly beautiful Confederate flag that had the motto of the political cesspool sewn into the fabric with such fine detail. There's pictures of it on our website this week. Before we toss it over to Brian in Arkansas, I want to play a clip from him last week. Very impromptu. I received more than a few emails from listeners who were not able to attend the event that said Brian stole the show when he sat down with me at the live event last week. Let's listen to what he had to say.
You're listening.
Well, let's go to Brian live, and then we'll listen to what he had to say. Brian, welcome back. Are you with us, Brian?
James, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear, brother. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, and congratulations. We're looking forward to Henry's arrival. I wanted to tell you that I had a wonderful time, and I wanted to give a special thanks, heartfelt thanks to you, Keith, and Eddie, and all the speakers there. It filled me. I was so filled with love and pride, and it ignited a new passion for Southern heritage and Western culture. And after the conference, I am more determined than ever to get off the bench and into the game. And it was the most uplifting weekend that I've had ever. I can't, well, since my marriage and the birth of my children, obviously. But
I said that last week. I said second only to my honeymoon. Did that weekend compare? And it was right there with it for different reasons. But and to a man, Brian, you know, I wish there were so many people there. I wish I could have spent the entire weekend one-on-one with every individual in that room, just talking to them, you know, sharing in fellowship with them, you know, being pulled in 100 different directions. There were some people there that I probably didn't even get the chance to say much more than a hello to. But everybody there, to a man that I had the chance to talk to, in some shape, form, or fashion, shared with me exactly what you said, that it just filled them with hope and encouragement and love, and that they want to do more than they had been doing before. And, you know, I thought we'd put on a good event. I thought it would be well-received, but I'm telling you, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back here, because it was the people there that made that energy and that spirit possible, but it far exceeded my greatest expectations. It just surely did.
Oh yes, the conference was a home run. There's no doubt about it. It was inspiring. I came home with a brand new plan, as they say. But it was probably one of the most inspirational weekends that I've spent in a long time. Let's just say that.
Well, Brian, and listen, you played such a big role in it. We're gonna play your clip here in a moment, but that flag was another reason. You know, having that flag, let me ask you this before we let you go, because I know you're listening and I know you got a lot going on. But first of all, let me ask, is your wife feeling better? I know she kind of came down ill at the conference.
Yeah, she is feeling better. She sure is. Yeah, she's doing well. Thanks for asking.
Well, you're very welcome, and God bless her. I wanted to ask you, though, Brian, you brought that Confederate flag there, which was the centerpiece when we did the group singing of Dixie. As a son of the South, what was that moment like for you? To sing Dixie there with a hundred other people.
It was out of this world, James. I was so overcome with emotion that I got choked up. I have to tell you.
I did too, and we weren't the only ones. You know, from my vantage point, I could see the room there. I was in the center of the room, looking around as everybody was singing, full-voiced, mind you, with the great piano player that we had. I saw more than a few, and we're talking about manly men there. I mean, we're talking about a man, you know, man's men.
I don't have to think listening. About it for just a second, and the emotions just rush right back. It was very emotional.
Well, that, you know, emotional, again, one of the adjectives that I heard a lot of times in the last week from people who leaving on Sunday and that have written me since then. Brian, thanks so much. We're going to play your clip here in just a second, but I want to thank you for calling in. I want to toss it back over to Keith before we get to the next commercial break. But God bless you, brother, and thank you for being there. So, Keith, back to you. Anything that Brian said there that tickled your fancy?
Well, that was one of the special features of this convention that differentiated it from certain things like AMRAN or NPI and whatnot, was the focus upon Southern heritage and culture. And, of course, Southern heritage and culture is under relentless attack by the mainstream. In fact, I just read today that our illustrious white Republican county mayor Mark Luttrell has now backed off from honoring Jefferson Davis. He issued a proclamation honoring Jefferson Davis that the Sons of Confederate Veterans groups here in Memphis had asked the mayor to do. And then he catches a little bit of heat from our local left-wing daily newspaper, the Commercial Appeal, affectionately known to locals as the Communist Appeal. And as if on cue, he backs off of his praise of Jefferson Davis. Political correctness just, you know, it's scarier than Ebola because it's more powerful than Ebola and has a similar killing effect on our culture and heritage. And that's why last weekend in its celebration of Southern heritage and culture was, one, so unique in today's America, and two, so welcome and refreshing to our attendees. I just wish more people could have had the benefit of it.
Well, I do too, Keith. And next time, and there will be a next time at some point in the future, we'll do it bigger. I dare to say better because I don't know if that's possible, but we're going to give them a show one way or another the next time we do a public event. But, you know, somewhere in that room on Saturday night, there had to be a Guinness World Record set. I mean, when is the last time that many people sang Dixie on live radio? I'm not sure if it's ever been done. You know, I may be wrong. Maybe in football games in the past at Ole Miss, you know, if you count something like that. But anyway, truly, truly inspiring chills. It was just an incredible weekend. We're going to continue to talk about it. Don't worry, folks. If you tune in tonight to be depressed and hear us talk about all the things that are wrong in the world, we're going to get back at you next week. It's coming. Give us another hour, though. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin, just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org. and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... Witch doctor, you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me.
Hello, everybody. Happy Halloween almost. Later on in the show tonight, it's easy to have a little bit of a good time. We've all earned that, haven't we? We've suffered enough in this day and age as right-thinking, hard-working, tax-paying, God-fearing European Americans. We suffer enough on a daily basis in this secular humanist country. We're going to have a good time tonight. We had a good time last week. All the stuff you tune in for will still be waiting for us next week. The battle has not left us. We've just taken a furlough, and we'll be back on the front lines in a few days. We're going to have a little bit more fun, though, later in the show. We're going to play a little clip about the history of Halloween, always something I like to do in October. We got a caller from Texas that we're going to get to in just a moment. And of course, Keith Alexander the Great, my co-host, who was one of the incredible speakers at our event last week. We'll talk more about that, too. But before we get to any of that, let's listen to this clip from Brian. Now, you just heard from Brian, who called in a moment ago. Let's listen to what he said last week in an impromptu sit-down that some people said stole the show.
It is a token of my appreciation, James. And I want you to know, and Mr. and Mrs. America, I want you to know that your cesspool family loves you. That's why we're here. That's why we do this. And I'm going to give you a country boy perspective of what's going on here.
What was it about the show, as you give us the perspective, that lured you in to being the kind of supporter that you've been?
Well, I'll tell you, every evening when the cesspool hits the air, James drops the tailgate and what bolts out of the back of the truck is the best train. Is the best trained hunting dog that you could imagine, because he's always on the trail of the facts that matter most to our people. He's nipping at the heels of truth, and when you hear him strike, he has a pretty voice. Listen to him and be ready, because he's going to turn the truth right back to you. And you can listen to Hannity and O'Reilly and Limbaugh if you want to, but they're going to drag you through every briar patch in the woods, because they're just running rabbits. That's all they're doing. But the political cesspool, that's a dog it'll hunt right there.
I mean, if we'd had a professional writer come up with something and he had practiced that as an actor, he couldn't have pulled it off any better. He had no idea I was even going to call him up on the stand that night, and that just flowed forth. And what an accent, too. I mean, but that just gives you a snapshot of what was going on there in that very nice facility. And I want to say this, too. I don't feel compelled to say this. I just want to say this. The facility that hosted us, very nice hotel, and incredible service. It was just a top flight, top shelf the whole way. I believe absolutely every service person that we had for the dinner banquets just so happened to be black. And, you know, I don't know what the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL thinks would happen in such a situation, but I know absolutely everybody thanked them. I made a point to go out and thank each and every one of the people who waited on us. They did a fantastic job. Everybody got along. And it just goes to show, you know, you would have had to have been there, but this grotesque caricature that is portrayed and put forth in the media about who we are and what we stand for versus the real McCoy and the genuine article. Well, the truth was there and readily apparent in Memphis for anyone who cares to know it. It doesn't change the facts that where we stand on the issue and that we have the right to self-determination. None of that changes, but are we decent and kind and loving people towards all of humanity? Absolutely so, and it doesn't mean that we don't have heartfelt beliefs and unique group interests. But let's go to Mark in Texas before we get back to Keith Alexander. Mark, thank you for waiting patiently.
Hi there. I just wanted to say I was not at your conference in Tennessee, but the emotion was infectious. I could feel it over the radio here in Texas.
I'm glad you called in with that comment, because I wanted to know, and I'm glad that somebody has answered, and hopefully other people felt that as well. Having not been there, I was wondering how much of that was tangible even through the radio airwaves, and you're telling me that was something that even you could feel hundreds of miles away just listening.
Yes. Now, the reason I called, in addition, I'm a government professor, and I'm thinking how of the political future of our people, and of what we're going to have to do, of course, is have some sort of our own country, right? And I've decided to call it the European Confederation, for lack of a better term. But we can change that. That's not non-negotiable. But I've been writing the constitution of this country as well, the draft of it. And I thought today, this 10th anniversary, might be a good time to read the preamble. It's just one page long, if you'd like to hear it.
Sure.
Okay, a preamble to the Constitution for the European Confederation, our Declaration of National and Political Autonomy. We, the light-skinned peoples of the European Confederation, hold these truths to be self-evident: that all peoples are not created equal, that they are endowed by the essential nature of their racial origin with disparate and incompatible abilities and proclivities, which innately and inexorably incline them for contradicting the maintenance of any secure and harmonious multi-ethnic socio-political cohabitation; that the most fundamental and inalienable of all human rights and responsibilities are a people's freedom and duty to enjoy ethno-cultural continuance; that this primordial instinct for genotypic self-preservation is so acutely and supremely consequential as to assume the nature of a solemnly profound obligation to all future generations of one's race, rendering any other considerations or concerns subordinate to such a deontological imperative for national segregation and survival. Therefore, knowing these declared truths to be eternal and immutable, we, European peoples, do hereby unreservedly ordain and commit our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor to the establishment of this sovereign and independent Caucasian country and its constitution, irrevocably dedicated to the immortal preservation of Caucasian liberty, prosperity, perpetual existence, and enlightened collective destiny.
Well, Mark, let me just say, you put a lot of work into that, and it reads very well, and I want to thank you for the call, and I want to thank you for sharing that with us. Of course, you know, and Sam Dixon mentioned this last week. I mean, obviously, different people, certainly from different ethnic groups, have different talents and different strengths. I mean, that, you know, that's readily apparent to anyone with eyes and ears. But he even went so far as to say even biological twins, identical twins, are different and have different abilities and are created differently. You know, obviously, to get to the point where something like that could be implemented or some alternative version thereof, we're going to have to figure out how to at least start electing dog catchers, and we haven't even gotten that far yet in this country. But I'll turn it over to Keith for his thoughts, another learned mind on the topic. Keith?
Well, I want to thank Mark. That was very thought-provoking. I think everybody ought to study those words. I know it was a heartfelt production on Mark's part. And there's no doubt that diversity, rather than being our greatest strength, is the source of a great deal of societal conflict today. Look at Ferguson, Missouri. Look at what's happening in South Africa, in Zimbabwe, in Europe, in France particularly today. In fact, if you study and read correctly the history of Europe since World War II, there's been peace since World War II precisely because the different nationalities and ethnicities of Europe that had been buried under the cloak of these conglomerate nations like Yugoslavia were allowed to declare popular sovereignty for their group of people. And when you're being governed by your people and you have a nation that is run for the interests of the majority population of an area, you can have peace, particularly when that majority population is a supermajority, when it's a homogenous group of people. That's the key to world peace, if you know you want to know it. And of course, that is directly in conflict with the dreams of the globalists, who want to put us all under one government, which would be merely window dressing for an incredible tyranny. If you think that your vote doesn't count for anything in a national federal election today, imagine how little it would count in a global election. So consequently, breaking into ethnostates, I think, is, if not inevitable, it is the key to peace, prosperity, and happiness on this planet.
For all of mankind, and you mentioned Ferguson, and again, this would be a story that we would have continued to cover in the last 2 weeks, last weekend and tonight, if it hadn't been for the anniversary celebration, and we'll get back on that next week. But, you know, now the autopsy has been released, and the findings of the autopsy back up the statement offered by the officer Darren Wilson. Do you think the facts matter? Do you think that it has done anything to quell the black violence up there and the lawlessness? No, it's only further incensed them. And we got to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Called Lee Ho Fox. Gonna get a big deal. special if child me. Kitchen door. Better not let him in.
Folks, that right there is one of the, if not the, iconic song of every Halloween. If you're hosting a Halloween party next week and you don't play that song, your friends are going to run you out on a rail. That's, of course, the late Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London. I love this time of year. Let me say it again. The fall is in the air. The leaves are changing. The weather's cooling down. Always loved Halloween. Halloween was always my favorite holiday growing up. But, then, you know, Christmas is Christmas. I mean, you can't beat Christmas, but I'm talking about other than that. I always look forward to Halloween. My parents always used to take me down to Six Flags in St. Louis every Halloween when I was growing up, my brother and I. My parents, of course, were there, by the way. That song always makes me think of my dad because they used to play that song at the Six Flag theme park there near St. Louis. And somebody actually wrote an email in about my parents, who were both in attendance last week, as was my pastor, the pastor of my church, my in-laws, my brother. You talk about being a family reunion, we mean it literally and otherwise. Dear James, what a fabulous weekend. I must congratulate you for pulling it off, not only successfully, but with such style and grace. It was an honor and a privilege to meet your father. It looked like he was about to burst with pride in his son. It's also an honor and privilege to meet Keith and Eddie. In person, the quality of the men comes through so strongly, honesty and sincerity above all, that I found myself completely charmed. I now admire them a great deal and understand why you have them on your team. To repeat what I told you Saturday, the speaker program matched up well with American Renaissance and National Policy Institute conferences I've attended, but had a deeper emotional quality, especially for us Southerners. There was something for everybody, and I enjoyed all the speakers. Congratulations. Well, we're going to give you a recap of those speakers. Keith Alexander was certainly one of them. But Keith, let's talk first. You know, we talk about let's not overlook normalcy. Being normal is not just a ho-hum thing. Being normal is something that you can take a lot of pride in this degenerate day and age. And to be normal, to have a family that loves you, to have parents that support you. And I was very proud, and it meant so much to me, not just to have all of the great people there that listen to this show, but to have my mother and father there, my brother, my pastor, to let people know that we really are, in real life, the way we appear to be, the way we sound on the air, was something that was important to me. My parents weren't there as props. I couldn't have kept my parents from coming. They wanted to be there. They were there, and they got to meet a lot of people, and it was quite moving for them as well.
Well, it was a wonderful time. I'd be remiss if I didn't make sure before this hour is up to give a special shout out to Courtney of Alabama, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, and Curtis, our piano player, all of whom were house guests at my home at one point or another during the
It should talk about that. The party actually got started on Wednesday when Sam and Kirk got into town, and Keith was the halfway house, the way station before we started checking into the hotel. Keith was putting people up at his house, the early arrivals, and Keith just has this incredible house. If you haven't seen it, it looks like something out of Downton Abbey or something, but very stately limestone home built in, 1902, Keith?
Three.
1903.
You've overstated its age by 1 year, but
1903 is about.
The house. It was the hospitality, and the it was such a good vibe, and it started for the entire convention. But it started there, and everything went well. We I took people on tours of Memphis, took them on bike rides. We had just a great time, and. It just reinforced in my mind just the high caliber of the people that populate the audience of this show. It's 180 degrees different from what groups like the SPLC would have you to believe.
Well, it's absolutely the truth. And, I have said this before and I'll say it again. I mean, when you see the people that now populate the Hate Watch list, the Duggars, American Family Association, Tom DeWeese, Sam Bushman,
focus on the family and James Dobson, Tony Perkins and the American Family Council, you know.
They'll put a few jackbooted thugs on there, you know, for good measure. But most of the people on there are, just the greatest people. I mean, it really is a badge of honor now. We don't say that to be glib.
Even more than that, what it is, you said it right at the top of this segment, it's normal people. These are people that believe the way that people have believed in America for the past 100 years. They haven't deviated. They still maintain their respect for the institution of marriage, their respect for the family, their respect for church, God, and country, and whatnot. These are the normal people, and they're the people that the mainstream would have you believe are hopelessly out of touch and backwards and old-fashioned. But you know what? They're the salt of the earth, and they're the backbone of this nation, and many of them are regular listeners of the Political Cesspool.
Well, they are, and, you know, I was going to say this too, though. Not that it matters, and it certainly doesn't bother us. I mean, we sail through the storm, and the storm swells around us each and every week on this radio program, and then some. I mean, the attacks don't stop after we go off the air on Saturday night. We're subjected to constant attack. That's just the way it is. I really don't believe, and again, it doesn't matter, and I don't care, but I really don't believe the ADL and the SPLC believe the things that they write about us. I mean, if they had been in that room that weekend, and they had seen the way we interacted with everyone, what are they going to do? Are they going to write, we were wrong about this guy? No, I mean, they're not going to do that. They're too far gone. I really believe that if there is any hatred involved, it's the hatred that they have towards white Christians. It's the hatred that they have towards people that aren't like them.
And, not only are we normal people, we're what Grandma used to say, people from the top dresser drawer. The type of people that still dress up to go to church on Sunday, the type of people that
go to church at all,
their ancestors and their relatives, and know, for example, where their great grandfather and grandmother were buried. These are the type of people that we attract to our show, and quite frankly, I don't think you could find a finer bunch of people anywhere.
Well, you can't, and there were some beautiful women there. There were some well-dressed men, sharp men, everybody smart, everybody polite, everybody genteel. And, Keith, we don't just know where our grandparents are buried. We know where our heroes are buried. And we went to visit one on Sunday morning. Tell us a quick share with us quickly your thoughts on that, because that happened after Saturday night's live show a week ago tonight concluded. Tell them what we did on Sunday morning.
Well, we went to the grave of Nathan Bedford Forrest and his wife. And it was a stirring moment. Nathan Bedford Forrest is one individual in particular that was a Hyperion and has been portrayed as a satyr by the modern politically correct crowd. He was a very, not only honorable man, he was a extraordinary soldier, a natural warrior chieftain, and quite frankly, the whole war might have come out differently if his excellence had been appreciated by the Confederate High Command and he'd been put into a larger command position throughout the war, particularly in the West. And, of course, we can use 20/20 hindsight, but, it's like our audience. We have so many people that are appropriate timber for positions of leadership in their communities, so much better than the people that are holding office right now, holding positions of authority, power, and wealth, that it's incredible. It's like these people are persecuted for being righteous. It's right out of the Bible, James. We're seeing, woe to a land that calls good men evil and evil men good. And that's what we have here in the United States of America now, unfortunately.
Well, there are still more than a few good men, and they are tuned into the Political Cesspool tonight. I want to give a quick shout-out. We're going to continue to talk about this in the second hour, too. Continue to take your calls as well, folks, at 1-866-986-6397. I want to give a quick shout-out to the incredible speakers, Sam Bushman, who gives the best talk on the media that you will ever hear. I've heard so much praise for Sam Bushman and over the course of the last 7 days. We're going to read a little bit about that in the second hour. But then it was Sam and I on Friday night to get things started, and then all day Saturday before the live broadcast, the remote broadcast that evening, it was in order. Gene Andrews, a former Marine, gives an incredible talk on the history of the Fort Pillow campaign that was engineered by Nathan Bedford Forrest. More on that in the second hour, too. Then it was you, Keith Alexander, followed by Tom Ball. More on him as well. We're going to kind of highlight all of the speakers one by one in the second hour that were there. Eddie Miller, Nathaniel Strickland, our maestro gave a speech, and then it was all capped off by the capstone himself, Sam Dixon. I think I said over the course of the weekend, everybody named Sam got a heaping helping of brains from the good Lord. But it was just an incredible lineup, but the speakers weren't where it ended. It was just where it started, and the real allure of that.
Between two Sams, James.
That's right. And you're exactly right. We got to take a break. Thank you for your service tonight, Keith. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
Don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.